91X News.
It's minus 6 and cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennox. Kingston Transit hit a record of 6 million rides in 2017. This was the fourth year in a row transit has increased ridership by more than 10%. According to Jeremy DaCosta, the general manager of Kingston Transit, ridership jumped 13% in 2014 and just over 11% in 2015 and 11.5% in 2016. Joshua Boyle, who was held captive in Afghanistan, is facing 15 charges and appeared in an Ottawa court this morning. According to documents in court, he is charged with eight counts of assault, two of sexual assault, two of unlawful confinement, and one count of administering a noxious drug. He is also facing a charge of uttering a death threat and one count of public mischief. All of the purported acts allegedly happened after he returned to Canada. Two people are dead after an overnight crash on Highway 401 East in the east end of Toronto. The vehicle was going at high speeds and crashed just after 4 a.m. Photos posted on social media show a vehicle wrapped around a streetlight. The eastbound highway lanes in the Warden Avenue area were closed but are now open. The Quinte region is expecting to experience another cold front. Friday and Saturday are looking to be extremely cold. Thursday night's low is looking like minus 23, but Friday will be a lot more chilly with a low of minus 27. The high for Friday is minus 18. A possible high of minus 19 is to be expected on Saturday. Alerts and warnings are expected to come in the near future. Toronto Mayor John Tory announced today he will look into opening a federal armory to cope with unprecedented strain on the city's shelter systems for the homeless. He says opening an armory would add up to 100 beds to a system that has been strained by prolonged spell of extreme cold. Complaints about the lack of decent shelter for the homeless got both the city and its ombudsman to launch formal investigations. Because of the recent extreme cold, advocates said they've been trying to find shelters for the homeless to stay in. Catholics can get a chance to meet St. Francis Xavier, who is one of the most famous saints in the world. A national tour with the relic is being organized by the University Missionary Group Catholic Christian Outreach. The tour will visit 14 cities across Canada, including Kingston, next Wednesday. Nova Scotia now has a program that reduces taxes by about $160 for 500,000 low and middle income earners. The tax cut took effect on Monday. Premier Stephen McNeil says people with the lowest incomes will no longer pay provincial income tax under the new regimen, while those earning more than $75,000 will pay the same rate as before.
What we've done here is actually ensure that those in our province who need the help the most get the largest benefit of this change. So the lowest income in Nova Scotia will see the highest benefit, and it will gradually work its way up to people making $75,000 on a sliding scale.
The Bank of Canada released a new report that says there will be about 60,000 fewer jobs by 2019 due to the increases in minimum wages across the country. Labor income will be higher due to the increases. If the average working hours decline following the increase in minimum wage, the number of jobs lost would be also lower, according to the report. Ontario raised its minimum wage to $14 per hour on Monday from $11.60 and plans to increase it to $15 in the next year, while Alberta is expected to raise its minimum wage to $15 later this year. President Donald Trump tweeted last night that he has a bigger and more powerful nuclear button than North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The tweet was in response to Kim Jong-un's nuclear threats against the U.S. in his New Year's address. Sagar Magani reports the process for launching a nuclear strike is more complex than simply hitting a button.
It involves the famous nuclear football, which travels everywhere with the president, containing communications tools and a book of war plans. A president always carries what's known as a biscuit, a card containing unique nuclear codes, which he would then use to identify himself to officials at the Pentagon before transmitting a launch order.
South Korea says North Korea has announced today it will reopen a cross-border communication channel. The plan came after South Korea offered to find ways to cooperate on next month's Winter Olympics in the South. Zarya Shakali reports.
Outside critics say Kim may be trying to use better ties with South Korea as a way to weaken the alliance between Washington and Seoul, as the North grapples with toughened international sanctions over its nuclear and missile programs.
YouTube vlogger Logan Paul has put out a more extensive apology for posting a video on Sunday that showed what appeared to be a body hanging from a tree in the forest near Mount Fuji. The report was repeatedly seen 6 million times before it was removed from Paul's YouTube channel. Rebecca Jarvis reports a storm of criticism followed.
He's one of many of these YouTube stars that's hugely important. 15 million subscribers. He's been making a 15-minute video a day, getting 300 million views a month, and he's making somewhere between $12 and $15 million off of these YouTube posts.
Six people were accused and arrested in the UK of terror offenses and being members of a neo-Nazi group. Correspondent James Longman has more.
The five men and one woman were taken into custody on Wednesday morning, and a number of properties are being searched. The group National Action was proscribed a terror organisation by the UK in December 2016. At the time, the Home Secretary called it a racist, anti-Semitic and homophobic organisation and said it had no place in Britain. According to campaign group Hope Not Hate, it was the first time since World War II that a far-right group had been outlawed in the UK.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
With the holidays now behind us, it's time to face that pile of waste we've managed to generate.
For the most part, it's recyclable. Make sure the bows and ribbons and that shiny wrapping paper go in the garbage, though. Cardboard boxes need to be flattened and bundled into a size the recycling driver can manage. Old electronics need to be taken to the hazardous waste depot. And take those beer, wine, and liquor bottles to the beer store and get a refund. Let's start 2018 off on the right recycling foot. It's easy. Go to quinnyrecycling.org for more tips.
Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennox with QNET Sports. The Belleville Senators have their first game of the year tonight against the Binghamton Devils at the Yardman Arena. Trenton Golden Hawks are playing against the Aurora Tigers today at Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens at 7:30 p.m. Kingston Voyageurs will be going head-to-head with the Pickering Panthers tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Invista Center. Newmarket Hurricanes versus Whitby Fury will take place tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Ray Twiney Recreation Complex. The Leafs lost to Tampa Bay last night. The score was 2-0. The Washington Capitals won their game last night 5-4 against Carolina Hurricane. Montreal Canadiens lost against the San Jose Sharks last night 4-1. Edmonton Oilers lost against the LA Kings 5-0. Anaheim Ducks defeated the Vancouver Canucks 5-0. The Boston Bruins beat the New York Islanders in their game last night 5-1. Ottawa Senators have an away game tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. The Vegas Golden Knights won against the Nashville Predators 3-0 last night for their eighth time in a row. Golden Knights goalie Marc-Andre Fleury says the team is hardworking and they work well together.
The work ethic that the guys bring night in and night out, you know, I think that's what's given us a chance to win. And, you know, we're a fast team, very energetic, very fast. And just as a team, I think the chemistry is good and we rely on each other to win games.
Toronto Maple Leafs goaltender Johnny Bauer will be honored this afternoon at the Air Canada Centre. Bauer died from pneumonia at the age of 93. The longtime Leafs goaltender helped them win 4 Stanley Cups in the 1960s. Canada made it into the semifinals of the World Junior Hockey Championship yesterday with an 8-2 quarterfinal win over Switzerland. Drake Batherson led the Canadians with 2 goals. Canada will play against the Czech Republic tomorrow with a chance to advance into the final. The Toronto Raptors will open a 3-game road trip tonight in Chicago. The Canadian mixed doubles curling trials are happening right now in Manitoba. The winners of the event will represent Canada in the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Former champion Milos Raonic lost to Alex de Minaur in the Brisbane tennis tournament. Raonic lost in two sets, 6-4 and 6-4. Bills running back LeSean McCoy won't practice today because of a right ankle injury. It's uncertain whether he can play on Sunday at Jacksonville in Buffalo's first playoff game in 18 years. A 20-year-old Chicago Cubs fan is suing team owners to force them to provide wheelchair access at Wrigley Field. The Chicago Tribune reports that the lawsuit was filed last month in federal court. The lawsuit says the owners are violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by not providing better wheelchair access. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today a mix of sun and cloud with flurries, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow with a high of -5. Tonight, partly cloudy, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow with a low of -13. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of -8. At 12:11, it's -6. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Julia Lennox. Next on 91 News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.